Jeff Robertson, Administrator of Unclaimed Property with the Wyoming Treasurer's Office, is joining us this morning. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing great, Duke. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you giving us a call. You sent out some information last week saying that $91 million is available to current and former Wyoming residents and $1.57 million earmarked just for those in Lincoln County itself. So wanted to have you on the air to talk about this a little bit. I guess some of the first questions right off the bat is, if that's money belonging to me, how do I get it? That's what everyone wants to know, right?
Sure, yes. I would recommend people go to our website, which is www.mycash.wyo.gov. My cash is in, it's my money, mycash.wyo.gov. We recently updated our website about a year ago, made it much easier to search for your own property. You just plug in your name there and hit the search button. It comes up with all the other options that match your name. Just need to verify which ones probably are you and not somebody else with a similar name. You would know which cities and residences you've lived in before that you can relate to that. And click on the buttons and hit submit, and then we'll ask for some documentation back from you just to prove that you are who you say you are and that the money's actually yours.
So, Jeff, why is there money out there that belongs to residents? What's this process like, and how does that work?
Sure. Unclaimed property, it's available in every state across the United States, plus provinces like Puerto Rico and all that as well, too. So, basically, when businesses owe you money, let's say you bought a computer, you know, 10 years ago, and you were promised a $50 rebate from Dell or whoever it may have been, and for whatever reason that money didn't show up at your doorstep, or you put the check in a drawer and forgot to cash it, or whatever it may be, after a period, it's called the dormancy period, those businesses are required to turn that money over to the state of last known address. So if you were living in Wyoming at the time, and after 5 years passed, they would have turned that money over to the state of Wyoming, left the money in your name, so we're holding on to it and waiting for the rightful owner to come forward and claim it.
It's a pretty significant amount. We're talking 91 million statewide, 1.57 million earmarked just in Lincoln County. So per claim, on average, how much money are we talking about here?
It varies across the state. I believe Lincoln County, it's around $80 per claim. That would be per resident, I'm sorry, with that. The average resident is owed about $80. So it varies quite a bit. We paid out a check last year for about $570,000 to one individual, and we've written checks for a penny as well, too. So it
wow.
could be anywhere in between there.
Jeff Robertson with us this morning with the Administrator of the Unclaimed Property Division with the Wyoming Treasurer's Office. So you go to that website, Jeff, you mentioned mycash.wyo.gov, and they go through that process. About how long does it take for the money to show up?
Once you get the claim to us and get the rightful documentation, and a lot of times it's just a copy of your driver's license or other valid form of ID, once we have all that information from you, we're able to process everything in usually 2 weeks or so. If it's a spike and we have a busy time, it may take up to a month. If you're dealing with a deceased claim, that's going to take a little bit longer just because there's a lot more documentation and more verification that needs to go on. But if it's in your own name, it's usually pretty simple, and definitely you should be able to see a check within a month after getting us your driver's license.
Jeff, does it cost anything, or is there a charge to go through this process to claim?
If you're going through our website, there is no charge. It's a service to the state, provides for the residents, so you can do that. There are businesses out there that will help you, and they'll charge a fee for you. So if somebody is saying that they'll help you with this and it will charge you money, you know you're not dealing with the state. You're dealing with a private entity at that point.
Now, we hear about this come around, I'm assuming, on an annual basis, the unclaimed property. And so how often should people be checking to see if they do have unclaimed property?
Right. We do get new money in every year. Our filing period is November 1st, so we usually get a large influx of new money that comes in about that time. And by the time we get it all processed, that's all publishable on the website no later than the beginning of January. So if you come back at the beginning of each year, you can see if there's anything on there. The other thing is, if you only see a few dollars out there and it's not worth your time at this point, you can leave it there and come back and check later. That money will stay there in perpetuity, so we hold on to it. So It's up to you if you feel it's worth pursuing at that time, or if you want to leave it out there and wait another year or two and see if the money, more money gets added to that, then you can come forward at that time if that's better for you.
Jeff Robertson again with us this morning, and that website is mycash.wyo.gov. And again, $1.57 million earmarked for just Lincoln County. So go check it out. You never know. mycash.wyo.gov. Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed?
No, I just say it doesn't matter where you live. I did a quick search on here, and you know, if you look across the valley, you know, if you look at Auburn, Bedford, Etna, Fairview, Freedom, Grover, Smoot, and Star Valley Ranch, all of those communities have properties out there worth more than $1,000. At least two of them in every one of those communities I listed, there's at least two of them over $1,000. Sometimes we're talking tens of thousands.
Wow. All right. Go check it out. Again, Jeff, thanks so much for your time.